Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Swerve After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Weldon Long is here. Weldon has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 7 years. He's got an amazing story, folks. I encourage you to go read about him, what he's done, what he's overcome. You know, I talk about getting out of our own way, that was our biggest challenge. Well, Weldon literally wrote the book. Lived the life and wrote the book on getting out of your own way. The power of consistency, the upside of fear. Let me say that better. The power of consistency, that's one book, bestseller. Power, the upside of fear, that's another one. Consistency, selling, that's another one. I don't know, he's got 20, 30 more. And he's here to talk to us about focus. Weldon, welcome back.
Mr. Blasingame, what a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Good to have you back, brother. So, one of the things that we all have to deal with right now, and at this very moment, in the middle of this election mayhem, and the middle of a prep pandemic, I mean, 2020, thy name is unprecedented. And how many times, how many different ways are we, before this year's over, I'd like to finish the year without having one more thing that's unprecedented. Because is that too much to ask for?
I don't know. This year it might be, Jim. It's been really crazy.
I might be too much of an ask. So, but focus. It's hard. We still got to make payroll on Friday. How do we stay focused?
Amen. And I've been doing a lot of work with clients digitally, and what I've noticed is a lot of a lack of focus and a lack of intensity. It's almost as if everybody's saying, "Okay, I'm on autopilot here, just
right.
to get you this year between COVID and the politics and everything else. I'm just going to be on autopilot." And you know, we've been kind of on that autopilot now for 8 months. And what I'm realizing with clients is we're having to kind of slap them around a little bit, like, wake up. We got to get back to the core activities, the focus and the intensity. We all know the power of focus. You know, you take any of your clients, your friends, yourself, anybody out there. You think about something wonderful you've accomplished, a school project, the work, doesn't matter what it is. It always is a result of intensity and focus. You focus on some project. When that focus is gone, we're just going through the motions. And what I'm seeing with more and more people, there's so many distractions. There's so much other stuff going on. People are so overwhelmed. It's almost like, okay, I'm putting everything on hold. I'm just going to put everything on hold until this is over. I'll get active again when, you know, when this happens, that happens. We've got to get back to the basics, the core activities, focus and intensity, passion and purpose.
Well, that's exactly right. And it seems to me, I mean, we got – there's a lot in the balance, hanging in the balance right now. There are a lot of things. Small business owners understand now more than ever before that public policy affects us. Rolling out of the Obama administration into the Trump administration, it's been abundantly clear that policy affects the economy and therefore our business. And we're the canary in the mine shaft, right? When the oxygen gets bad, we're the first ones to fall over, and so it seems to me that what we need to do is say, okay, regardless of what the pandemic does, regardless of how the politics goes, regardless of what policies we have, what can I focus on that won't change, that won't matter? Number one, I got to have customers.
Yeah.
Number two, I got to get them to pay me on time. Number three, I got to have employees that will stay with me. I've got to keep them happy, and I got to pay them. I mean, is that what we should do? Focus on I just call it the school fundamentals. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is, and by the way, we got to sell that at a good enough gross margin that we can afford to pay.
That's right.
And pay our overhead, right?
That's right.
So the bottom line is. So here's what I've been recommending to clients: getting back to basics, get some time. 15 minutes, an hour, I don't care what it is, and get some clarity on your key business priorities, the things you just said. We got to set leads. We got to find customers. We got to close those customers. We got to collect that money. We got to sell at a sufficient enough, what I call sustainable gross margin, enough to pay the overhead. Write those things down. Write those four or five key priorities down. And then beneath each one, write down one or two things that you have to do every single day to achieve that. In other words, if number one, get new clients, attract new clients, right? What one or two things can I do every single day to move me closer to getting those clients, getting more, right? Whatever it is, write it down, one or two things under each one that you have to do every day, and then review that list every single morning. Napoleon Hill once said, when you have a list like that, to review it and to imagine yourself already in possession of the results.
Mm-hmm.
So as you read it, imagine getting those customers. Mm-hmm. Visualize closing those sales. That will give you focus every single day.
And believe that you can do it. Believe in yourself.
You got to
believe in yourself.
Amen.
You know, the other, two more things I think have become fundamental that we never had before. Two things, and they're very simple. Turn the television off and get off and stay off of social media.
Now, I'm telling you, it's crazy out there, isn't it?
Today, I don't know how you can focus on your business if you're spending a minute on social media and more than 30 minutes strategically positioned on watching the news. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. Listen, things are bad out there. COVID's the real thing, right? Whether you think it may have been kind of leveraged politically or not, the bottom line is disease itself is a real thing, right? The election is a real thing. The controversy, the conflict, it's all a real thing. The division in the country, it's a real thing. But if you stay on social media and you stay on watching on the news, it's going to seem even worse than it is. And it's bad enough as it really is. Right?
Well, to me, the fundamental is, am I going to be open next year or not? Am I going to be open next year or not? That's the question, isn't it?
Absolutely. Am I going to be open? Am I going to be able to pay my bills and pay my employees and feed my family?
And if I can't heck yeah, then, you know, maybe you need to go clock in somewhere. But if you say, well, yeah, I'm going to be open, then you got to do those things that Weldon's talking about. Go ahead, Weldon, wrap it up.
You got to focus on the core activities. So you need to write those core activities down, those core priorities, one or two things under each one that you got to do every day, and believe it and review it every single day. That will give you focus the first thing each morning to take care of those key priorities and keep those doors open, keep the lights on.
If Facebook and Twitter would ban every small business owner from their platform, I believe we'd have fewer business failures. Let us take a quick break.
Hey, Weldon,
I need your website, Weldon.
WeldonLong.com. WeldonLong.com.
Check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with our good friend Weldon Long after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Gabe, stay with me.
Because it's so hard to see. Come together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.